1400 AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is Newsmaker 2.
And our Newsmaker 2 segment this morning brought to you by CB Financial. Craig Barnwell feels the income is the outcome that matters. Call Craig at 620-208-6777 for a free consultation. CB Financial.
Hi, Craig Barnwell with CB Financial. I've been in retirement and wealth planning for over 25 years. I can help you get the most sustainable income out of your Social Security, your 401ks, your IRAs, and your brokerage account. When you know what's coming in this month, next month, and every month, you'll be able to enjoy retirement to the fullest. Give me a call to set up a free, no-obligation visit. Retire happy, retire with CB Financial. You can reach us at 620-208-6777.
KVUE News Time is 8:20. Newsmaker 2 time here today. We've got Gwen Bernheide and Kitty Hamilton joining us from the Friendship Center, North Central Flint Hills Area Agency on Aging today.
Good morning to you both. Nice to have you here. Going to be a good program here this morning. Kitty, how are you?
I'm good. Good.
Good. Gwen, good morning.
Good morning.
Well, thanks for joining us here today as we talk about May Blossoms. Gwen, I will let you get us started here. What is May Blossoms all about?
Well, this is a new event we're doing. We're wanting to take pictures of people 60 and over for Mother's Day and Father's Day. If anybody's wanting an updated picture of mom or dad or they want to surprise their kids with a new photo, we're providing that opportunity for them free of charge. They just call the number on the flyer and set up an appointment. We do need maybe a couple more volunteers to help organize it. We have 6 photographers and 2 venues for the event. So we're really excited to see the turnout.
So when will the photo sessions, when are they scheduled, Gwen?
They will start next Monday, May 8th, and go through Thursday the 11th. The sessions are 10 to noon or 1 to 3.
Outstanding.
10 to noon is Monday through Wednesday, and then 1 to 3 is going to be on Thursday.
Understood. Kitty, what led to this, and how did this idea unfold?
Well, some of these great things come from conversations in the hallway kind of thing. And I think we had a client actually that come in and ask about her mother, if there was a way to get a photographer and do something to recognize her mother's earlier career, which was in modeling, I think. And that kind of started a buzz here, and then this kind of fell into that. A lot of older people, well, if you've been a mother, you know that a lot of times you're the one that takes all the photos and then come to find out there are no photos of you. Also, especially older women, I think, avoid the camera as we age because we're not happy with the photographs, you know, that we do end up in. So maybe we should focus on that. That kind of became the idea. Maybe we could focus on this and get some good pictures that people could share with their friends and family.
Where will the photo sessions be?
Most of them are here at the Friendship Center, and these are hobbyist photography, you know, photograph people.
Okay.
So they're mostly wanting to use outdoor lighting. It's easier for them to work with. And then we have Greg at the History Center who wants to do it. There is a History Center because he has his favorite brick wall there that he's familiar with using. So,
good.
But otherwise, the other 5 photographers will be using the Friendship Center.
Understood.
And we want to shout out to the photographers that are coming because they actually are being gracious enough to donate their time and their equipment. They will be digital photos, so we'll be able to, like, email them or send them through digital resources. But we do want to thank our photographers, and we have volunteers that are going to be at each venue kind of help organize and get people in and out.
All right. So, Kenny, what is the number of people calling if they want more information or would like to book a session?
We're using another little phone line that I have access to here through the RSVP volunteers. So 785-477-8495 is okay. The number that we're using, especially for this event. They can also just call the Friendship Center and win. We'll get them to the right spot, too. I mean, that's not a problem. But this phone number, 785-477-8495, is the one that we've put with Mayboss.
Gwen, is there any charge here for the photos?
There is not, and we're really excited about that. Mm-hmm. They can go to either venue, and they just show up, and we take their pictures, and they should end up being good quality pictures.
The volunteers will be working too with people, just finding out how they need their photos delivered. We'll be getting a digital file. That's what the photographers are providing to me. And then we'll have volunteers that are working with the people to figure out, you know, do they have someone who would receive the file by email and go ahead and take care of it for them, or do they need us to go ahead and get it to Walgreens and get prints made for them, or, you know, whatever people may need to get a finished product.
All right. Well, great idea. And you'll do the same as, I guess, for Father's Day, Kitty? Is that correct?
Well, we're doing just this one time where it's okay. Just kind of in front of Mother's Day. We're not asking if you're a mother or, or you know, if you, you know, it's just someone that means something to you.
Sure.
And we did open it up to fathers and also to men also.
Yeah.
Being this close to Father's Day, it gives them a little bit of a head start.
We had a couple of men sign up right away. So they are getting the message.
Well, that's good. It's a good thing and a wonderful service that is being offered. Again, Gwen, let's go through the dates when the sessions will be.
So Monday the 8th through Wednesday the 10th will be 10 a.m. to noon, and then on Thursday the 11th from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m.
Outstanding. Well, hopefully you have a great turnout. I do have to ask really quickly before we let you go, just kind of a total tangent here, but are you still needing drivers for the Emporia Lyon County area?
Driver situation has gotten a lot better, a lot of improvement there. But, yes, I still do need. I would like to have two or three more. I've got one slot that needs to be filled every week, but I also would like to maybe have a couple on hand to just call in case somebody backs out of the day, which happens, for some fill-ins. But yes, I could definitely use some more drivers still.
If you live in North Lyon County or South Lyon County too, you know, they have their own little pools of drivers. And so if you already live in that area, and you'd like to get involved, just check at your senior center. During the lunch hour would be when someone would be there from, what, probably at 11 or so.
10:30. Noon or 12:30.
Yeah, just call down and see if they could use some extra help, too. Because those are real small teams that are trying to cover out in the rural area.
Right.
It's called May Blossoms. And I tell you what, this is a great opportunity, a free photo session for your loved one aged 60 or better. Sessions available beginning on Monday. What, Monday through Wednesday, 10 to noon, then 1 to 3 on Thursday of next week, correct?
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, great. We hope you get a lot of participation. And again, thanks to your volunteer photographers. What a great idea. Well, people take advantage of that. Gwen, thank you for your time this morning.
Thank you, Ron and Chad.
Kitty, thanks.
Yes, you're welcome.
Have a great day. You too.
You too. Thank you.
Gwen Berenheide, Kitty Hamilton with the Friendship Center. It's called May Blossoms, Chuck. Photos for 60 and older, absolutely free.
Yeah, make sure that you get those RSVPs, and we'll have a story here with additional information on that coming up here shortly.